Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband, and I'm in love with my wife. And my understanding is that I don't know if you're going to appear in court Monday, but obviously I'm not. You know, I was given 10 days to respond, but the notice was given to me 7 days before the 10 days was to expire. So there's an issue here, isn't there? You went to the state. So I really wonder, how much have you changed? You know, I think about the way Erica Lee so much embraced Christ and now overtly rejects him. Are you the same? You know, the one line I got from you is that Jesus is the Redeemer. Yes, but is he yours? You know, he's the Redeemer for those who trust him and obey him. Not that those who spit in his face or use him as a tool. And I don't know where you are. I have no idea. My concern is, you know, from the tone of what I read from you, you know, maybe you're not like Erica Lee in the sense that you've overtly said no to Christ. But maybe you're like your dad who twists the scripture. Well, actually, you did. Years ago when you sent me the one email, was it email or letter? I think it was an email. And you talked about how you used the Galatians 5, for freedom's sake, Christ set us free. And you applied that to marriage. I mean, that's as bad as the twist of scripture as your dad. The way your dad twisted Matthew 19 was disgusting. A liberal Christian couldn't do that poorly. So, you know, I mean, the text is clear, but it's ripped apart. It's ripped apart in the way the scripture is manipulated. I sent, you know, the DVD went out to your dad today. You know, I intended to do something short. I went to almost an hour. But the depth of it, I guess he simply won't understand, will he? You know, it really was amazing to me last year when I did try to do that Reconcile by 30 series. And then I, because obviously no response. And I did the, took a bunch of those and called them the Foundation series. And, you know, within a month, most every one of them, I got 200 views in BitChute. And I actually interacted with some people on them. So apparently there are people who like that depth, but it seems that it scares people in the PCA. You know, I don't follow it, but I've heard a couple comments fairly recently. The PCA is collapsing even more. So is that true? You know, obviously I know that Eric Lee rejects Christ. Clearly, Jax Deeds, he rejects Christ. I get the impression Tears is probably the same because she seemed to be worshiping credentials. Where she's at right now, I have no idea. You know, there was contact with Julia and then she vanished suddenly. Why? I don't know. These are my family. And my wife, who committed her life to me, says no. No, I'm sorry. That commitment isn't worth it to me. My commitment to the Lord isn't worth it to me. Because Jesus is the Redeemer. I'm sorry, Dorothy Jane. It's the same issue with your dad. The Lord calls you to repent of that. Someone who loves you would tell you the truth. And I think I'm the only one who does. You know, I don't know what's happened to George. You let him reach out to me once, and then you closed him off to me. I have no idea. Susanna is now an 18-year-old. Is she an 18-year-old of the world? Or does she have any idea what Christ is like? She doesn't see the model he set before her, does she? And then Gloria Jane. What's going to happen to her too? Will she be like Erica Lee, or is she already? Then our two young guys, Walter and Zadok. All they see is a pragmatist as a grandfather. And they're isolated from their dad, who's trying to proclaim Christ to them. There is, it seems love has become illegal in North Carolina. You know, ironic, I just downloaded a video that I was planning to watch tonight about the Armenian genocide. This is when what's modern-day Turkey. I don't know if it was still the Ottoman Empire at that time or if it already had become Turkey. I'm not sure on that. I really don't know. But, you know, it happened a little over 100 years ago. And the targeted group was over a million plus of the Christian community. And, you know, I remember the line I heard once said about the Christian community is that they shoot their own. Well, those of the world and those with the Christian facade effectively commit genocide. But there is someone who's going to point to the Creator who stepped into His creation. His name is Jesus. And His command to us, He gave us fundamentally two, to love Him, to love our neighbor. And you simply don't do that. Well, I'm going to strive to do that, to love Him and to love my neighbors. As I did today, again, I use the Acts 20:20 as the reference because it's a good starting point. I lived it again today because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I communicate with people, even people who disagree with me, because I trust Him. If ever anyone in my family has a desire, a need to talk, or to come here, as I said to my kids as they were growing up, my home is your home. I'll never cast you out. They should know that line. It stands. You know, how do you respond to when hate is shown to you? According to the scripture, you respond in love. Bless those who persecute you. My heart has been ripped out, but it's still there because the Lord holds me. I am committed all the days of my life to one lady and one lady alone. That commitment stands, even when she turns to the state. I really wonder what it'll be like Monday. Will you be there? Are you scared of me, the man who loves you? You know, again, when I read that document that you described me about how where you quoted me as, you know, my I forget the words, but my allegiance is Christ over the state. And it's kind of like, yeah. If I'm accused of that, guilty. I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. not an institution that claims a name, not somebody who twists the scripture, not heartless people who are unwilling to respond to me and engage me, especially those who are my family. But I'm seeking reconciliation with all, and I'm not going to give up, especially with my kids, and most importantly, with my wife. Dorothy Jane, my lady, you're my one and only lady, and I love you.